Well, let's start with the ongoing battle over that one property, the Houston House. Remind us the situation with it and the surrounding neighborhood. What's going on?
Well, the preservation community views the Houston House matter as another example of what's called demolition by neglect. In essence, what that means in practice is that a developer will acquire a property that includes a historic structure, does little to maintain or preserve it, and then says that that the building has deteriorated so badly that it has to be torn down. And it usually has to be torn down to make way for some sort of a multi-million-dollar construction project. Now, in this particular case, we're talking about a 140-year-old farmhouse and barn that are in the village of Bayberry North, outside of Middletown. The developer, the Blenheim Management Company, wants to tear down the structures and then subdivide the land into five lots so it can build more homes there. Now, while preservationists and some residents are upset that the buildings are unlikely to be saved, many residents in the area consider the deteriorating buildings an eyesore and a nuisance, and they would prefer that Blenheim go ahead with its proposal to build the additional homes and to create a small park in the area.
And this is all coming kind of to a head next week during the Newcastle County Historic Preservation Board's meeting. What are the kind of key issues that we expect to be dealt with during that meeting to try and bring this to some kind of resolution?
Well, there was a hearing last June, and that covered Blenheim's request made in the early part of last year for a demolition permit. And those issues will be rehashed when the board meets next Tuesday. However, the Historic Review Board never issued a ruling after that first hearing because Blenheim asked them to put a hold on making the decision because Blenheim wanted to build support in the community for its longer-term plans for the property. Now Blenheim has that support and has asked the Historic Review Board to reactivate the process, as it were, and that's why there's going to be the hearing Tuesday, and there are actually going to be two issues discussed. First, this rehash, as I said, of the request for the demolition permit, and secondly, about Blenheim's plans to subdivide the property to build new homes and to add some parkland. And now this is where we start getting into some really interesting issues. At the root of all this is what's called the record plan for Bayberry North. And that's a legal document that sets out the location of all the lots, all the roadways, the open space, and so on in the community. Now there are notes that were made on this part of the plan, and some of these notes state that the Houston House will be maintained and that the land on which it sits will never be subdivided. Now, Blenheim wants to have that plan amended. The preservationists, including the nonprofit Preservation Delaware Incorporated, say that can't be done because it would mean that Blenheim was breaking promises that it made to the county and to the community in order to get its development plan approved more than 15 years ago. And now, layered on top of that, and this makes it even more interesting, is this larger legal issue about separation of powers. And, you know, we've certainly you heard a lot about that in Washington the last couple of years. But anyhow, the county's land use department, which is part of the executive branch of government, says that it has the authority to approve amendments to record plans. But the preservationists say that they can't do that because the record plan was approved by a vote of the county council, the legislative body. So only the council can make changes to record plans. Lawyers for Blenheim and Preservation Delaware have exchanged some very blistering letters on this topic, and each side is essentially saying that they're the ones that are correct and that the other side doesn't know what they're talking about.
Well, you mentioned the magic word lawyers, and so I'm going to ask this question. Is this likely to be resolved by the Preservation Board, or is this likely going to wind up in court somehow?
Good question. Really a good question. The Historic Review Board really doesn't have the power to stop a demolition. All it can do is place a 9-month hold on the request so the interested parties can try to find an alternative to demolition. Where that timeline stands right now in this case is kind of muddy, but the fact is that no alternatives have been developed since that hearing last June, so it seems that demolition is going to be inevitable. Now, this larger question involves the subdivision request. Now, one argument the preservationists make is that letting a developer build new homes on the site lawsuit would amount to being a reward for letting this historic structure fall apart. And they say if you permit changes in the record plans that have been approved by the county, that would destroy the public's trust in these plans. I mean, after all, if a developer can just go back to the county to request changes, it would make the original promises seem somewhat empty. So the aspect of the hearing now that really gets interesting is, you know, what happens here? The board could let the demolition go ahead, but it doesn't have to endorse the plan to build new homes. But the land use department could conceivably overrule the historic review board. And again, given this separation of powers issue, the county council could wind up getting involved in this again as well. So get back to your original question. Is a lawsuit possible? Yeah, it's possible. But there are plenty of different things that could happen in the meantime that are going to cloud the situation even more.